This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing for Thursday, the 18th of April. A Tory MP is under investigation over allegations he misused campaign funds and abused his position by demanding thousands of pounds from an elderly party aide. Mark Menzies, the Conservative MP for Fylde in Lancashire, strongly disputes the allegations made in a Times investigation and says he has complied fully with all the rules for declarations. Following a conversation with the Chief Whip Simon Hart, Menzies agreed to relinquish the Conservative whip. Billy Kenber is the Times senior investigations reporter. He said the story came to light when Menzies allegedly made an extraordinary phone call in the early hours of one morning last December.
He claimed that he'd been locked in a flat by what he called bad people and that he needed £5,000 to get out. That event triggered a series of events which led to a complaint being lodged with the Chief Whip at the start of January, alleging that he had used £14,000 in funds given by donors for campaigning for his own personal medical expenses.
The Home Secretary, James Cleverly, has accused Labour of a politically cynical effort to scupper the Rwanda bill after the House of Lords voted last night in favour of the first two amendments. The bill will return to the Commons on Monday, but even after it's passed through Parliament, the Labour peer Baroness Hayter says it could be short-lived legislation.
We actually don't have to use it. So even if we, you know, if we get into government, we can straight away say we're not going to use this. So I think that we will not find that a Labour government, if we were to be elected, will be hiring planes. There are other ways of dealing with what is an immensely serious problem.
Calls to an anti-slavery helpline have reached a record high, with the number of potential victims in the care sector increasing by almost a third and the first suspected cases of forced surrogacy reported. A total of 11,700 contacts to the helpline were made in 2023. The helpline is operated by the anti-slavery charity Unseen. Its CEO, Andrew Wallace, says the data points to a growing problem of modern slavery and exploitation in the UK.
What's of particular concern is rises in particular industries. So we see exploitation across forced labour, sexual exploitation, criminal exploitation and domestic servitude. The largest proportion of the contacts that we get talking about exploitation is within forced labour. And then within that, we've seen a 30% rise in cases regarding the care sector.
And the Scottish Government is expected to announce a significant downgrading of its net zero objectives later, including the abolition of its target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 75% by the end of this decade. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Cross Wires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.